the rest of the newspaper? I want to see that ad we put in.
I don't know. Well, maybe they left the home section out of our paper. Who knows? Maybe a dog carried it off.
What dog?
I don't know. The seeing eye dog? Julia, don't I owe you a dollar?
What for?
Lunch the other day. I was short, remember?
You know I don't keep track of those things. Just forget it.
Oh, no. I could never do that. It would bother me.
Charlene, where's the home section?
Julia, you ever look at a dollar bill and wonder where it's been? I mean, do you ever just kind of hold it in your hand and think maybe it's been with somebody you used to know? You know, like somebody you went to high school with or somebody you used to be in love with or maybe even somebody you're going to meet and fall in love with sometime in the future. And you never know that you both had that same dollar. Do you ever wonder about stuff like that?
No, I don't. Do you ever wonder why you're beginning to sound like Andy Rooney?
No, I don't.
I want the home section.
All right. It's just going to make you mad. I mean, I thought we could get more for our $350, you know, but the rates went up, and so the copy's a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be.
It must be small. I can't even find it.
Right there.
You must be joking. This isn't small. It's microscopic.
What's that?
Our ad.
Let me see. Well, that is small.
Small? If you roll it up, it could be a high school diploma for Annette.
Well, I did the best I could.
Nobody's going to pay any attention to this. The only person who would possibly come into Sugar Bakers because of this ad is someone who would take the time to blow it up so they could read the name and address. And frankly, I don't think I want a person like that in my store.
Why not?
Because they would be unbalanced.
That doesn't stop the rest of us from coming in here. I rest my case.
What case?
Nothing. It's just a little joke.
Well, I'm not in the mood. I'll be so glad when they finish working on that building next door. I'm just sick and tired of those hard hats always yelling and whistling every time I go by. I mean, all I ever hear is, look how big they are.
Well, I wouldn't worry, Suzanne. They're probably talking about your purse or your buns.
You know, Julia, just once, I would like to walk in here and make a statement without being personally attacked.
Well, I could cut down, but I wouldn't want to have to go cold turkey.
Sugar Bakers. Hey, hi, Jack. Suzanne, it's your ex on the line. How's that famous pitching arm?
I'll take it over here.
Why don't you come by and see us sometime? You know, my family doesn't even believe I know you. Oh, sorry, Jack. All right, gotta go.
Thank you. Hi, Jack. I'm fine. Dinner? I thought we had dinner in November. Oh, was it October? You know how I get those burr months mixed up. Why do you want to have dinner? You wrote a book. Autobiographical? Does that mean I'm in it? Well, okay, yes, I'll read the manuscript. It's not too long, is it? Okay. Yes, I'll send Anthony for it. Okay, bye.
Jack wrote a book?
Yeah, about his life in baseball. He wants me to read it. Do you know, I just hate to read. I'll just tell him I read it. He'll never know the difference.
Joking. Aren't you just a little bit curious what he said about you?
Well, not enough to read a whole book. Besides, I already know how he feels about me. He's still madly in love with me.
What I want to know is why y'all got divorced in the first place. I mean, of all your ex-husbands, I think he's by far the cutest.
Charlene, cute isn't everything. I mean, I need somebody I can talk to about things besides baseball. You know, things I find fascinating.
Like what?
Well, like me. I mean, Jack never did want to talk about me. All he ever wanted to talk about was those saliva balls of his.
I think you mean spitball.
The only time our marriage ever worked was in bed. I mean, it was just constant, fabulous sex, day in, day out. Well, you know how a little of that goes a long way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Fabulous sex can just drag you down.
I think I know what she means. You know how there are people you just have this great chemistry with, but you just cannot live with them?
That's right. I mean, Jack and I never had anything in common. I mean, he used to just throw his clothes all over the place.
Well, I like things neat. That's why I have a mate. So I said to him, get yourself your own mate. But he refused. You see, that's the kind of thing I was dealing with. If he hadn't been so in love with me, it wouldn't have lasted as long as it did.
Suzanne, I seem to recall several fights which culminated in his riding face down on the hood of your car to the police station. If I were you, I'd be more than a little anxious to get my hands on that manuscript.
Julia, you know, there's one thing I have never had to worry about. It's the way my ex-husbands talk about me. I mean, I've never had one say an unkind word yet. In fact, just to show you how confident I am, you can read the manuscript and I won't even ask you what's in it.
All right, I'll be happy to.
Fine. And you don't have to tell me one thing in it.
It's a deal.
Well, there is just one little thing I would want to know.
What?
Well, like if he mentions me rolling my pajama bottoms up when I run out of underwear.
It's hard to go on working while Julia's up there reading that manuscript. I never heard her be so quiet.
Anthony, why don't you go upstairs and check on her?
Uh-uh. She specifically told me not to interrupt her unless there was a fire and it had reached the second floor.
You're being awfully uncurious about this, Anthony. You didn't by any chance open it on the way over, did you?
I cannot believe you think I would stoop to something like that. Of course I didn't open it. Fell out.
I knew it. You read it, didn't you?
Well, not the whole thing. I mean, I am not an Evelyn Wood graduate. But I did glance at a couple of chapters as I was picking it up.
And?
Well, basically, the dude had more groupies than all the rock stars in North America.
He actually wrote that?
Wrote it. That part was in bold caps.
What I want to know is, when did this man find time to play baseball?
Jack actually say that he played around while he and Suzanne were married?
I don't think I would call it playing around. More like sexual bombing strikes on major American cities.
This is awful. This will kill her. I mean, no one's ever gone out on Suzanne before.
I know it, but I had a funny feeling about this one. I never could trust a man who spits tobacco into a potted plant when you're not looking.
Hi. What's going on?
Nothing. We're just standing around in a circle talking.
Oh, I get it. Julia read Jack's manuscript, and now you're trying to make me think he said something bad about me. Well, it's not gonna work. I told you. I don't even care.
Suzanne, I just want you to know, I've known many a squealer in my time, and eventually these things even out. His time will come.
Try, Anthony, but it won't work.
No, we think it's a good decision that you decided not to read it.
Julia, why are you being so quiet? What's wrong? Didn't you like it?
Oh, yes. It's very interesting. It has all the elements. Adventure, travel, romance.
Romance. With me.
No, Suzanne. I mean as an extracurricular.
Where do I start?
Chapter 4. The Girls of the Royal Canadian Mounties.
The modern baseball manager to fill is
that. You wanna know why I like this bar? I like this bar because nobody in here knows me. After Jack's book was published, I'll probably hang out here all the time, just in hopes of not being recognized.
Oh, come on, Suzanne. Your life is not over simply because Jack Dent had some affairs.
Oh, I would hardly dignify by calling them affairs.
At least he was discreet. He didn't name names.
He didn't have to. He named states.
It's not fair. He gets all the adulation. She gets all the humiliation.
Oh, well, after all, he deserves it. He's Mr. Jack Atlanta Saliva Ball Dent.
I keep telling you, it's spitball.
Whatever. I mean, he's still one of the top five pitchers in the entire American Legion.
League. And it's national.
Whatever.
You know, this could have been one of the problems in her marriage.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, after Jack's book is published, it's going to be like strangers going through my lingerie drawers.
I'd like another martini, please.
I mean, I'm going to be publicly cuckolded.
I'll make it a double.
Look, it's Jack. They're interviewing him on the TV.
Oh, that's right. There's a game tonight.
Boo!
I told you we should never let her order a drink that doesn't come with an umbrella in it.
Boo!
Hey, keep it down, will you? We're trying to hear Jack Dent.
Ah, oh, keep it down yourself. He doesn't even pick up his own underwear.
Suzette, let's not go off the deep end here. The book will go unpublished.
Well, I don't know about that, Julia. I mean, Jack's won every game this season. He's so popular around here, he could mug Mother Teresa and still be elected mayor.
Oh, look. Now they got his fan club up there. You know, I used to believe those women were just fans. I was so stupid. But not anymore. I'm nobody's Patsy. I mean, I have no intention of becoming poor Suzanne, the long-suffering, jilted ex-wife. Might surprise some people to know that I've done some bad things on my own.
Mm-mm. Wouldn't tax my imagination.
One thing was so bad, Jack doesn't even know about it.
Well, actually, my ex-wife... Don't keep us hanging. What was it?
It was August 26, 1983, the night of the Pittsburgh Pirates game. We just had the biggest fight of our lives. I mean, I was so furious, and then he walked out right in the middle of it.
Oh, I hate it when they do that.
Don't you, though? So, I saw this shiny thing sticking up out of his gym bag, and then I did it.
Did what?
I can't say.
Suzanne!
Okay.
I put Ben Gay in his athletic cup.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah. They lost the game 9-1.
I used to just feel terrible about that.
And how do you feel now?
Like I just won the finals in 6 beauty pageants.
Another drink?
Mm-mm. Oh, but I need a cab to the stadium.
The stadium? What for?
I feel like playing a little hardball myself.
Hey, hiya, Suzanne.
Hi.
Wait, you can't come in here.
Where is he? Give me that towel.
Dent's wife.
Ex-wife.
Suzanne!
I just came by to tell you what a complete lowlife you are as a human being, not to mention a husband.
Ooh, you've been drinking.
That's right. And we all know what he's been doing, don't we, guys?
Listen, this is about the book I told you I wanted to talk about.
Oh, just talk, huh? Well, that would be something new for you. Wear your pants. To leave with the hotel, or you're just not bothered to wear them anymore.
Listen, I can explain everything. It's just not now.
Hey, Dent, do you mind?
Oh, pipe down. There's nothing here I haven't run into before. It might interest you to know I've seen a few other naked men in my life.
She makes me feel so cheap.
She hasn't seen that many guys naked.
I have, too.
Look, this is about the book. I'm sorry. That's why I wanted you to read it ahead of time to make sure you wouldn't be mad.
Wouldn't be mad. That is so typical of you. Jack Dent. I mean, you go around whomping one half the Western Hemisphere. And you want to make sure I won't be mad?
Well, you know how you are. I figured, what do you care? We're not married anymore.
But we were married, and I trusted you. I mean, maybe I wasn't the adoring little housewife sitting at home with that apron.
Apron? You can't even slice cheese.
That may very well be, but who was it that went out and got your vitamin C pills, huh? And who cleaned the mud out of your little cleats?
Your maid?
That's right. Who do you think was paying her for it? And I'm sure she didn't perform any service the rest of your wives haven't. And so I claim a small victory here tonight. The victory of the Pittsburgh Pirates over the Atlanta Braves, August 26, 1983.
Look. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I gotta go now. Is this speech over?
It ain't over till the fat lady sings.
I guess it's over.
Turn that thing down. Come on. Let me come by after the game. I want to explain. Come on. Suzanne. Honey.
And as for that, not if you're the last man left on Earth, terminally ill in the human race's final shot for procreation.
You're listening to WXIU. Randy Garrett here. We just got a request from my old drinking buddy, Jack Dent. You know, it's hard to turn down a guy who's just made a 4-0 for the season. Suzanne, we know you're listening because it's your habit to tune in after you're in bed. Now, Jack is phoning you from a close-by phone, and if you don't answer, he's going to come break down your door. All I can say is I just hope nothing happens to that golden arm, or Suzanne, you could have all of Atlanta to answer to. Good luck, Dent. Go get him, Tiger.
You, but I can't hear. I can't even recognize.
No, I have a key. Suzanne's expecting me.
Get your 50 hands off me. I get gun. I fix you.
That woman's a maniac.
I know. That's why I hired her.
Open the door. I kill you.
Would you tell her I'm okay?
I get the big gun.
It's okay, Consuelo. He's not going to be here long, or else I'll get the big gun.
Listen, I know you're upset. I'm sorry about the dirt. I came straight from the ballpark. Would you mind if I lie down? Just to talk. I'll pay to have the sheets martinized.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, nothing. For a second, I thought I detected a man's outline there.
I'm warning you, Jack. The only outline anyone's going to find here is a little chalk one of you on the floor after the police get here.
Oh, what's the matter?
My head. It's not enough that I make a fool out of myself in your locker room, but you have to put us on the radio, too.
I can't help it. I do better when the whole city's cheering me on.
Just leave me alone.
Not until you hear what I have to say. You got your deal on backwards there.
How would you know?
Because the breasts go in front. Let's fix it. Come on.
Don't even think about it.
I'll close my eyes.
I'll throw up on you.
Look, Suzanne, I just didn't take this whole book thing that seriously. I mean, this all started when the first three publishers turned it down.
What publishers?
I just wanted to write a book about baseball. They all said the same thing. No juice. Where's the inside stuff? Tell you the truth, half of it I wrote on a bus with Ty Babs and a couple other guys. We were just having a good time.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're telling me you made this stuff up?
Well, not the baseball part, just the groupie stuff. Personally, I think it's a pretty good book. Did you read the chapter on how to psych yourself out of a slump?
I mean, you really made this up. You didn't sleep with any of those women?
Suzanne, in the 2 years we were married...
Three.
Whatever. I didn't sleep with anyone who didn't have a quarter inch of facial hair and snore like a buffalo.
Well, all that shows is a lack of discrimination.
You don't believe me? Call my mother.
Why would I call your mother?
I don't know. She's a good woman. Call the guys. Call the coach. They'll tell you. Van, why would I want anyone else? You were the best. You know, even now when I'm with someone else, I close my eyes and I think of you.
Oh, Jack.
All right, I was on a roll.
I just can't believe you thought I wouldn't mind. All that fooling around stuff.
Oh, I guess I wasn't thinking. Hey, I'm a jock. I've taken a lot of balls to the head. I just wanted you to see that I dedicated the book to you.
You did? I didn't even notice. Well, you can be kind of sweet sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, do you swear on your life, may lightning strike you down dead, this is the absolute truth?
You know, that is something I never liked about you. That casual way you have a sickin' lightning on me.
Swear it.
All right. May lightning strike me dead.
And you'll rewrite it?
What if it cost me the deal?
Swear it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd rather seal it with one of these.
Jack, we can't.
Why not? Who cares if we don't get along? We can still go away for a few days and do some terrible stuff to each other.
Stop it. No. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to bed now.
Okay. Stay here and do some terrible stuff to each other.
I won't. I'll call Consuela.
Hey, I was just testing. Make sure your resistance was back to normal. You know, I don't want to leave you in a weakened condition.
What are you looking for?
Lightning.
Not funny.
Good night. Okay, how about a real one for old time's sake?
Jack.
Okay, I'm going.
Oh, wait. What did dedication say?
For Suzanne. Thank you for being there. And for having large breasts.
Get out of here.
You're okay, you know that?
Yeah, you're okay, too.
Well, I might throw you a no-hitter tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I might even throw in a home run.
I'll be watching.
Oh, one more thing, I almost forgot. You know about that athletic cup?
Yeah.
Now we're even.